Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. I got a cool episode for you today. If you're getting ready to go to the beach or you want to protect your phone or you want to play your MP3 files where there's sand or cold or water or whatever, you'll be very interested to see what this puppy looks like. So stay tuned.
He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor Show. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are at March 5th already, and time is flying by. And the Gadget Professor is extra excited because I'm expecting my second grandchild, a daughter, second baby girl coming up real soon, March 26th. So I am very, 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 very excited. So, okay, I thought I'd mention that. We were on episode 197, and we come up with a new show every Thursday evening. We talk a little bit about software, some new apps that are out that will help you. We'll talk about a gadget of the day, which we do have today. And also, on occasion, we talk about hacking news, but no hacking news this week because I'm giving that a rest. So let's get started. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. I'm so happy that you're here. We are now heard in 172 countries around the world. And if you want to tune into the Gadget Professor, probably the easiest way to do that is just go to iTunes. We're on the Roku box. We are also on our website, which is thegadgetprofessor.com. If you go to thegadgetprofessor.com, you can watch, in fact, all the episodes because they are all there. And they go all the way back. By the way, I'm just passing by this Travallo speaker, and boy, does that thing sound good. And we're still offering free shipping on that. So if you check out that particular episode, there's for more information, click there, and you'll actually get a discount on the Travallo speaker. You'll get free shipping. And boy, that thing sounds good. In any event, when you're on the Gadget Professor page, go over here to the right-hand side to the newsletter. Actually, folks, that is the show notes, and it's totally free. All you do is click on that newsletter button. Put your email address in every Thursday evening. As soon as the show is posted, you will receive in your inbox the show notes, which is simply a listing, a hot link listing of everything that we talked about on the show. So whether it's a news article or a piece of software or an app or the gadget of the day or discounts, that will all be in the newsletter / show notes. I don't use that for anything except to send you the newsletter. I'll never sell my email list or anything like that. I don't do that. The other thing that you may want to know is that you can actually email me in person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I do answer all our email. In fact, today, as soon as I get off this intro, I have a question that was asked of me actually this morning, and I'm going to answer it live on the air. And I've had this question asked several times, so stay tuned to that. Of course, you can follow us on Facebook. That's Facebook/ The Gadget Professor. You can ask me a question there. I do post up a lot of photographs and a lot of interesting information. And last but not least, you can follow us on our Rebel Mouse page, which is RebelMouse/ Gadget Professor. This is all in the show notes. What we do is we tweet multiple times a day. It's a dynamic tweeting website, so you probably will have 100, 200 tweets a day on every new gadget that's out there. So if you go to our Rebel Mouse page, you will actually see those tweets live and in color, and you pick out what the gadget is that you're interested in, click on it, and you get the whole explanation and information of what it is, when it's coming out, how much it costs, and all that stuff. So you can go back to the Rebel Mouse page 10 times a day, and it will constantly be changing because it is dynamic. If you want to follow me on Twitter, that's so easy to do. Just do that at Gadget Professor, and you can follow us on Twitter, and we'd love to have you. Well, let's start off today. We had a question this morning that was sent to me, and the question was, I have a laptop computer, and I'm looking for some way, I need more USB ports. Well, it's a great question, and I have a great answer for you. There are multiple types of port extenders, as I call them, hubs that you can purchase, and they're all different. So you can buy a hub that has three taps on it, four taps, five, six, seven. Here's a tap that's seven taps, so you can plug one side of the USB into your laptop, into one of the empty ports, and you will now have seven empty ports. So these are the key things you want to watch out for when you're buying any kind of hub. Yes, they'll work with the Mac. Yes, they'll work with the PC. Yes, they'll work with your laptop, your Mac Pro, so on and so forth. USB is standard. Now, you probably all know that USB has a standard. So it was USB 1, USB 2, USB 3. 99% of everything that's new, probably 100%, is now USB 3. If you have an older laptop or desktop or an older Mac, you're probably on USB 2. That said, everything that's USB 3 is downward compatible, and it will work on USB 2. So right off the bat, if I was buying a hub, a USB hub, I would make sure that I bought a USB 3 hub, because even if your laptop isn't a USB 3 hub, at some point in time when that breaks and you buy a new one or a new PC or a new MacBook Pro, you're going to be on USB 3. And again, it's downward compatible. So the first of the criteria that I look for is it's USB 3. This one happens to be USB 3. Therefore, it's downward compatible with any USB 2 devices. Even if my machine is a USB 2, this will still work with it. Now, the second and probably most important feature about a USB hub, believe it or not, is does it have the ability to have an external power supply? And if you look in this picture right here that we're at, you see that this particular device comes with the seven-port availability, so you have seven hubs on that. And what's nice about this one is there's a switch, so you can actually switch on and off the devices without pulling them out. You can just turn on whatever USB port you want or turn them all on, and that works really great, and that's a real handy feature. But you will notice that it comes with a USB cord. No big deal there. I will point out, and I don't know if you could see it on this picture, but right around here, I can't actually see that. I can't show you that on the screen, but you'll see one side is the USB plug, but the actual USB port that hooks into your computer has a slot in the middle of it, and that way you'll know that it's USB 3, and also they're typically blue, those connectors, so you want to make sure of that. Now, this one obviously is USB 3, but here's the point I need to emphasize. Here's your power pack. This comes with the unit, and this actually plugs into the power pack. You will find many, many, many USB hubs out there that, A, don't have the ability for a power pack to plug in to power the USB hub, or they have the option, but you have to buy an additional power pack. Now, why do I want a power pack? Well, first of all, the USB runs on 5 volts, and every machine is standard 5 volts, so whether it's a Mac or PC or even a Linux machine, the USB is going to provide 5 volts. Now, the kicker is, how much amperage does that put out? How much juice does it have? 5 volts is 5 volts, but could it be a half amp, 1 amp, 2 amps, whatever it may be. So what will happen is, if you use this port, and there's 7 ports, and you're using all those ports, okay, and you don't have a power supply, I guarantee you it will suck down the amperage, the current, from your computer, and I don't care what you're using, to zero. And consequently, you're going to have all kinds of problems with everything that's hooked into that hub, because you've essentially drained the current and there's not enough juice to power it. That's why I always like to see, and I would not buy a USB hub without this power supply. So that's my tip of the day in terms of hubs. You can buy one with as many taps as you want. You can go on Amazon or anywhere else and find one, but make sure that it comes with a power supply, as you see here, because that will save you a tremendous amount of aggravation. I can't emphasize that enough. And if you'll notice down on the bottom here, it's USB, PC, OS X, and plug and play. So this is a real good one for its on Amazon, 7 ports, a rate of 5 gigabits, transfer speed, individual power switches, and it's $17.19. And $4.98 shipping. There are a ton of them out there. This is just one of them that I happen to like. There's all different types of USB hubs. all different amounts of ports, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, so on and so forth. Some with power supplies, some not with power supplies. Don't buy a USB 2. Make sure it's a USB 3 and make sure it has the power supply, and everybody will be happy. So hopefully that answers the question. All right, moving right along. Here's a new device. It's not that new. It's actually been around for a while. I saw one last week on a woman's purse, and it's kind of neat. These look like a little capsule that you'd put medicine in. They're very small. But this is a Bluetooth wireless visual alert fashion accessory. And what happens is it gives you visual alerts of both incoming and missed calls. And it's basically designed to hang outside of a handbag. It uses two AAA batteries. And they're pretty cool in the sense that if you have your phone in your purse and can't hear it, at least if you're looking at your purse, this is going to flash, and you'll know that you're getting a call, or you'll know that you missed a call. And very expensive, $50. I don't think they're worth $50, but if you have to get all your calls and it's important, then it's worth the $50, I guess. So just thought I'd point that out. All right, moving right along. This is a cool, I don't want to call it a gadget because it's not, but this is a cool trick of the trade. It's called EchoFont. And what EchoFont does is it's a font that will actually save you, they claim, up to 50% savings on ink. And the reason, or the way they do that, if you were to magnify the font, as you can see right here on this E, the fonts actually have holes in them. Therefore, you're not printing as much black ink. You're printing a percentage less. So that if you were typing anything, or printing anything, a web page, whatever the case may be, a report, and you wanted to save ink by using this font, you can't really see the holes with the eye. Even with glasses, you'd have to magnify it. So consequently, you really can't see that there's holes in the font, but you are indeed saving ink because every letter is not using the maximum black capacity that the ink would take. So they do sell this for a lifetime license of $24.95. You can get a three-pack for $55, but if you go over here to download, they actually will let you have a free sample of the software. And here's the free EchoFont Vera Sans, and that is free, folks. So check that out. It saves much more, up to 50%. Not only saves ink and toner, but it saves paper, too. There's no holes on the screen. Just in your prints. Print with the most commonly used fonts. EchoFont software natively supports the most common used fonts, Arial, Times, so on and so forth. So essentially what this does is it put holes in your fonts. And check it out. Try it out. It's free. Moving right along, here's some software. It's called Last Activity View. And NurseSoft always comes up with these free pieces of software, free apps, if you will, that really serve some awesome functionality, have some awesome functionality. Now, this one is called Last Activity View. And essentially, Last Activity View is a tool for Windows operating systems that collects information from various sources on a running system and displays a log of actions made by the user and events that occurred on that particular computer. The activity is displayed by a running .exe file, and basically you open up that file. So if you have a computer that keeps crashing or keeps freezing or whatever it's doing and you have no clue what's going on, if you run this, this will actually tell you every single thing that loaded and what happened to it. So that in itself gives you a good tip-off whether you have bad RAM, a bad motherboard, or exactly what's stalling out your machine. So it's a pretty handy app. It takes up no resources whatsoever. And I do recommend it. The other use that people would have for this, quite frankly, is they'll put this on their machine, and if your kids are using your machine or friends or family or whatever, and you want to check out what they've been doing and where they've been going, this keeps a log of that. So, you know, you may want to use it for that too. All right, it's flying time. And this week we have three or four or five pieces of software, if you will, that will help you get the cheapest flight and all kinds of things like that. So this one is called Google Flights, and It just will basically give you options as to where the cheapest flights are. It's just a regular old-fashioned website, but I have used it, and actually I found two or three trips that I booked. I was in process of booking on the actual airline site, but I checked this out, and the flights were actually cheaper on this. So, again, you can check that out. It's google.com/flights. It will be in the show notes. Now, here's another one called Airfare Watchdog. This is very cool. This will allow you to search for the best airfare deals, and it really does have some cool deals on this, and it's a good resource to check into. Not much more to say about it, but if you were to copy, I think, the three or four or five apps that I have today, and you're making airline reservations, especially if you have a family and you want to save some money, I would check out all these sites because they really do work well. Here's another one called HipMonk, and I've mentioned this before. This will search not only flights but hotels, and they've got some really, really good deals here. Another one that we have is called Yapta, and what this site will do is if the airfare drops the price, it will automatically notify you, and most airline tickets will refund the difference. So if you're spending, I'm making this up, $500 to fly from here to there, and you book the flight, and all of a sudden it drops down to $450. This site will automatically log in and tell you. It also does cars, and it also has some very good information on how to get airline refunds. So you don't want to miss anything that drops, you know, in price, because it's going to save you money. And it's dynamic monitoring of prices on ticketed airfares. So the only way you would use this site is if you've already booked a fare and you want to make sure that if it drops, you get the advantage of the lower fare. So the instant the price drops, this site knows it, and it would match up your identical itineraries and send you notifications. So I would check this out. It's very cool. And it also has Room IQ, which is hotel savings, so that's a good site. And now the last one that I found is called Flight Aware. This is a very cool site. This will track any flight from any airline, so it has live tracking available, and that's kind of neat. It has pilot resources, aviation photos, discussions, and just a lot of things that you wouldn't normally know. The site's totally free. And I would definitely check this out. It's a very handy site to keep track of. Now, last but not least, today we have a file. It's made by File Hippo, and this is called Unlocker 1.9.2. And I'm sure, because I know I have, you have files that you want to delete, and for whatever reason, you cannot delete them. You're going through the undelete. You go into a program that's for, like, your uninstaller, that's specifically for deleting programs. And no matter what you do, the program won't delete. Well, this is where Unlocker comes in. This is totally free. It's got 4 stars out of 5. And this is used when you cannot delete a folder because it's being used by another person or program on your machine. It won't delete a file because your access is denied and you have no idea why. There's been a sharing violation. You're getting a notice this program can't be deleted because of a sharing violation. The source or destination may be in use. You'll get a notification of that. In any event, if you can't delete a file and you're getting error messages, this is one cool program that you install this. It's free. And you put in the file name, and boom, it will take it off. I guarantee it. Very cool software. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it gives me pleasure to go to our gadget of the day, and we're going to take a peek at this on camera 2. So here we have it. It is called the Echo Extreme. This is an extreme speaker case, and it gives you extreme protection. First of all, folks, this is waterproof. The Echo Extreme is designed for use on the water and offers protection for your mobile devices from the Earth's elements. It has great sound. It has 3 watts of power and a 3-inch speaker, which gives you a full dynamic range, and you can enjoy your iTunes on this or your Pandora with no problem. It's an extremely well-built, rugged design device, and it's impact resistant. And what I like about it is it's sandproof, and I like that a lot. It's also a universal fit. It's designed to fit MP3 players, including your iPhone 4, the 4S, the 5, the 6, the Samsung. All of those will fit into it, And believe it or not, this puppy actually floats. It floats up to a half a pound. As long as your device isn't over a half a pound, everything that you put inside this, and we'll open it up in a second, is going to be protected from the water. So I'm going to open this up. I'll put it back on camera too in a second. There's two little latches that just pop open, and there's a hinge. And right here, you can see the inside of that device. So essentially what it is it's a waterproof case. And right here, you have a little pocket where you can put your phone, some papers, some cacheroni if you want. And on this side here, you'll see there's a little speaker wire. You could see it there, and you'll see there's a speaker there. And then, right in the middle here, you will see that there's a battery case, and you put three AAA batteries in there. So that's all pretty cool. And when it closes up, they have hinges on the side here that you'll lock. And now it is totally waterproof, and they also give you a hook so you can hook it on anything. So now, basically the cool thing about this device is it's sandproof. So what you do, the way this works is quite simple. There are little buttons here. Maybe we'll get a close-up of this on camera too again, but there's little waterproof buttons here. I'll show you that. So you can see these little buttons here, little black buttons. So I push that down and pop it out. There you go. So you can see the little black button, and that ensures that it's sealed. It makes a watertight, waterproof seal. So there's two of those. So I'm going to pop this open, and now you have the inside of the case. And what you're going to do is, I actually have a Samsung S3 phone here, and this is a big puppy. Here's my iPhone next to it. So they look about the same size, but believe me, this has a much bigger case. So that's what we're going to use. And I'm going to just turn this phone on, and I am going to hit play. So we're playing some music here. And what I'm going to do basically is pop it in the case like so. And I'm going to just put this, I can slide it in the web case, or I can just leave it there. So that's basically what it's going to look like. And now I am just going to close this up. So essentially what I did is just put the speaker jack that comes with this case, it's built in, and I'm going to close this puppy up. And now I'm going to turn it on right here. And there you go. Now obviously this isn't real loud, so all I do is turn up the volume on my phone. There you go. Totally waterproof, totally sandproof, very cool, very light, very well bathed, and you do have a volume control here so you can turn it down. Now, what they recommend is that you keep the volume on your device, in this case the phone, at 70 to 80%. They feel that if you put it up 100%, you're going to overdrive and distort the speakers. Mine is turned all the way up right now, and I'll turn this all the way up. And there's absolutely no distortion. So if you're going to the beach, you're in a boat, clip this puppy onto something, and you're all set. So I'm going to turn this down. And the thing that actually blew my mind, I mean, it's well built, and it does float. But the cool thing is they really went nuts on this. I'm going to show you this little black dot here, which I couldn't figure out what it was. So I read the directions. And obviously, I had no clue, but what it is a filter. And this actually will pop out. And you can change the filter in this, so if there's any dust, because this does breathe, if there's any dust or dirt, it will all get caught in this air filter, and you can actually unplug this, pop it out, put in a new filter, and it keeps everything inside nice and clean. So I am frequently at the beach in Narragansett, Rhode Island in the summertime, and I hate sand. Sand's the worst. Sand is the worst. You don't want to bring your camera to the beach ever unless it's really wrapped up tight, because sand will just murder your camera, and it will murder your iPhone too. So when you put it in a tight case like this that's waterproof and element proof, you got no problem, man. And just turn it on and listen to the smooth jazz. How much does it cost? Well, that's easy. You can just go to Amazon. They're sold all over the place. This particular one runs $33, and it's on Prime. You could find them all over the internet. I actually found this one for $15 on a Daily Steel thing one day, and I could use something like this, especially at the beach, especially when my granddaughter comes over and likes to listen to music, and she plays in the water, and now she can drop this in, and I won't freak out. But I don't put my iPhone in here. I put my old phone, the Samsung 3, just in case. But it is waterproof. I think you'll love it if you're interested in a device like this. And that will wrap it up for the Gadget Professor today. I will tell you that we have some really cool shows, some really cool things coming up. And I'll also remind you that NAB is right around the corner. NAB is coming April 11th through the 16th. I am honored. I was invited back by the NAB to do my show, the Gadget Professor Show, live from the NAB floor for NAB. So that's a big honor. And also, folks, I am going to be doing my show for 3 hours in the afternoon every day at the National Association of Broadcasters exhibit in Las Vegas, Nevada, for 3 hours for data video. So I'm honored to do that. And they have some really cool equipment. And for all you people out there who are into video switching and maybe doing podcasts and things like that, there are a few announcements that will be coming out from Data Video that are gonna rock everybody's socks. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.